USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple deaths are being reported and many more are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. It is the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years. It did cause tsunami warnings for other nearby islands, including Japan, but those have been canceled. The White House expressing some stated outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. USA's John Schaefer.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers in Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 humanitarian aid workers have been killed in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. President Biden was expected to see another uncommitted protest vote from critics of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Trump again making immigration a top issue in his campaign, slamming Biden administration policies at the U.S. southern border during a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tuesday.
There's no country in the world that will withstand the cost of this, and maybe more important than actual dollar cost, the cost that it's doing. It's wrecking our civilization. It's destroying our country.
Severe weather continued to impact portions of the central U.S. Later on Tuesday, tornado watches were spread across half a dozen states, from northern Mississippi to Kentucky and north through the Ohio River Valley. This is USA News.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A man is dead in Florida after crashing a small experimental aircraft not too far from a local airport. The sheriff of Polk County, Florida, is Grady Judd. He says 76-year-old Arthur Canning had just taken off and may not have had time for a distress call.
Certainly he could have made a transmission, but it would have had to have been real quick because he was up and into the ground in seconds.
The pilot had built the plane himself and had only flown it a couple of times before the crash, the first time last Saturday. A deadly school shooting in Finland. USA's Corey Myers with details.
One child has died. Two others have been seriously injured in a primary school shooting in Finland. Both the victims and the suspect just 12 years old. The handgun used in that shooting was licensed to a close relative of the shooter. That shooter has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Police say they have no details about a motive as of yet.
LSU women's basketball is under fire after the team did not come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa players held hands during the Star Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it was not intentional. It was just their routine, although they weren't on the floor for the anthem last year when they played Iowa for the national championship. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.